Well, we'll congratulate Lansing Catholic this morning. We read the news release, for the most part, about the new fundraising campaign in several parts, which was announced at Lansing Catholic High School this morning. And Tom Malone, he's not the principal, he's the owner.
Oh, is that what you call him?
Oh, he's the owner.
And by the way, we have the artist renditions, all the pictures and everything up on our website,
game730am.com.
Go check him out now.
I got to get his official title because he's kind of the principal, but they moved him up on that so they could pay him $2 more. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tim.
So what is your official title now?
Yes, it is just a simple president of Lansing Catholic.
Okay, president. And how many years have you been, with the school, either as principal or president?
Yeah, I'm on my 23rd year here. I came right back and taught and coached and then moved into administration. So it's been 13 years since I've been either principal or president.
Right. Now, it's been no surprise, it's been no secret through the years. Like every school, there's always fundraising going on and new projects and that. And the same at Lansing Catholic. And the chapel was kind of high on the priority list. It's a gorgeous facility. We were talking about that this morning. And athletics has come in, like the auditorium and everything else. When I read the release this morning, what I could not ascertain was whether the construction of the new football field will have you ready by this fall or not?
It will. Yes. The beauty of putting in a synthetic turf football field is you don't need that growing season. So we're on track to break ground this spring, and it will be ready for our first football game in the fall, August 26th, I think.
Let me ask you a couple of obvious questions. First of all, the Lansing School District apparently is moving Eastern to Pattengill. If that happens, do you anticipate in any way where the Lansing School District might approach Lansing Catholic for the use of the football facility?
You remember, because you were part of it, that several years ago we had that community dream effort where we were trying to do a stadium together. And, we've always had a great relationship with the Lansing School District and Lansing Eastern in particular. I think a couple things have changed since that time. For us, most importantly, is our youth programs have exploded. We now have kindergarten through eighth grade flag and tackle football teams. We have fourth through eighth grade junior Cougar soccer teams. And we have a whole junior Cougar cross country and track program. So realistically, Tim, at this point, we know that our teams are going to be on this field from 3 to 6 every day. And then our Catholic Youth Junior Cougar programs will be on the field from 6 to 8 every day. And those youth programs have competitions every weekend. So I'm not ruling it out, but I also know that Lansing School District has some great plans that they're developing as well. So I think we'll see where we're at. We definitely want to keep a good relations that we have going with Lansing School District.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association has already told me, unofficially, that the moment that artificial turf field goes in, they're going to go want to play a semifinal playoff game on it, which leads me to believe you'll be getting requests for the not only for that, but for the 8-lane track as well. Is there any idea if we can make some added revenue to pay our bills by letting others use any of these facilities? Or, as you just said, because there will be so much in-house use that'll be tough to do?
I think that'll be tough to do, but, Rich Kimball and I went and sat with Jack Roberts and Mark Ewell over at MHSAA and showed them our plans, and yes, they were very excited to think about having this type of facility in the mid-Michigan area. Now, in the first go-around, in this first effort, we're only going to be able to put in 1,000 seats for home bleachers, so we'll have to see what type of event we can hold for that amount of seating. We will come in the next phase to put in more seats on the home side and the visitor side, but no doubt we will look at, we've always hosted a lot of MHSA tournaments through our school and using other facilities, so we will definitely continue to do that.
So this is more than a one-year deal to put the entire football facility together. This will get it up and running for this fall, and then if I read the release correctly, you'll add more bleachers and so on, a building for concessions and all that. What, in the next year, is that the game plan?
That's the game plan. That's contingent upon our fundraising efforts, but that second phase also includes a home varsity baseball field and renovated and updated softball field and soccer field. And this turf field is going to be wide enough and big enough to play not only football, but soccer and lacrosse on that turf field.
Does it surprise you that, if I read this again correctly, this is a more than $5 million broad-based fundraising effort, that you have enough money now to do football now, or did you think this would come more down the road?
Tim, you probably know we've been talking about this, so we've been able to build some interest in this, and we've been able to capitalize on the interest and just capitalize on the great support that we have right now. It is time. It is the time is right, and so I'm not surprised, but I tell you what, I'm inspired and humbled by it. And part of this campaign, part of all these campaigns, will also add money for tuition assistance, because we always want to continue that effort and continue to make sure that finances aren't a reason why families can't attend here. And we're also contributing money to our retreat programs and our mission trips programs and teacher salaries. So it is really, this Vision 2020 campaign is multi-year, multi-phase, and it really touches on every aspect of our school.
Is it possible that naming rights might be sold for any of this, let alone the football stadium?
Yeah, there's possibilities, but I tell you what, there was those possibilities for the chapel and the auditorium and other facilities, and our families are so humble and we are so blessed that families that have given some lead gifts said, you know what, we don't need our name plastered anywhere. So, but absolutely, we have some naming opportunities available, and we want to recognize and acknowledge all the great support that we get here. So no matter what, we're going to have a donor plaza outside the football athletic stadium, and it's some great opportunities to give people some recognition.
And the contract has already been signed with a construction company to build a football stadium, and when would that start?
Well, you know, I got to go through the diocese on that, so I can't say that at this moment. So we still have some processes to go through with the diocese, and the diocese have been so supportive. They've been supportive of the chapel project, the auditorium, our new athletic performance center. So we have you know, some process to go through there, but we are on track to sign that contract, to get bids out so that we can break ground this spring.
Is it a big deal to Lansing Catholic, Tom, and to you that you'll be the first greater Lansing area high school to have a synthetic turf field, which many others would like to have or are seeking?
You know, here's what's a big deal for Lansing Catholic. In the history of our school, we have not had that great community building event that every high school has, and it's called Friday Night Lights, where their communities get together on their campus to come together as a community. And you think about it, you know, as a regional Catholic high school, we draw families from about a 50-mile radius around us. So we need that for our community. So it's special, no doubt, that we're able to put synthetic turf. You know, what really drives that synthetic turf is the use. We don't have a lot of property here on campus, so we need a field that can withstand football, soccer, lacrosse, you know, junior cougar, all those activities. So, you know, we went out to Michigan State a while ago, and you know, they're the natural turf capital of the world, but we gave them 1 week's usage of our field, and they said, there's no natural turf that can hold up for that. You've got to go with synthetic turf. So is it special? Absolutely. But I think that the community building aspect of it is most special for us.
You know, Tom, I've looked at some of these state-of-the-art fields. You know, back in the 60s when Michigan State put in tartan turf in 69, it was like a parking lot. Today, the state-of-the-art artificial turf, it's amazing to me how good it is. My sense is you've looked at what's out there. So do you know exactly which brand or which company you are going to use for this?
We don't know the brand or the company, but we know the specs that we desire. And you are so right. The advances in technology, and when you look at the data on the research of in terms of concussions and other injuries with these synthetic turf fields, you can really reduce that. And so we know the specs that we want. We know the performance we want, but we'll still go through a bidding process to see what we end up with.
I tell you, it's going to be amazing now when this thing is up and running to watch the surrounding districts who have issues with how do we pave to have these fields that are grass maintained, to watch what's going on at Lansing Catholic. I don't know this time, but I'm going to guess that it is going to accelerate the desire of those districts when they see, because they all want artificial turf. I've talked to them. They all want that for the obvious reasons like Lansing Catholic does, but I'm going to be interested to see how many watch your project closely to see how this might affect them down the road, if you agree with that.
Well, and think about how great that would be, so that Mid-Michigan, Lansing area can start to attract some of these state tournament games instead of always having to go to the west side of the state or southeast of the state. We can come right here, and I know the MHSA would love that, so I think that's great for our community.
Absolutely. So now, in a perfect world, you'll have all of these other fields complete within, what, 2 years, 3 years, or is that open-ended?
Well, it's dependent on fundraising, but, yeah, we are working hard for 2 years, absolutely.
And there's enough parking. You parking is not an issue for any of this?
You know, right now, when we host our one game at home every year for homecoming, we were able to use Pat Gillespie's armory space across the street for additional parking. We're able to use our faculty parking lot. We're able to use some of the parking over at Pattingale across the street. And so we, in the surrounding area, will have enough parking for our events.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that first game at beautiful Tim Stout Stadium this fall.
Thank you. That must mean that the check's in the mail. Let me just publicly thank you for that.
So you're going to leave Doc out on this, Tim?
Well, she wouldn't contribute. But, you know, like I said, we've had kids. I mean, look, I'm happy for their – it does not surprise me that that community has come together to make that school as good as it possibly can. I think it's going to be very interesting to see the reaction around there. You know, Tom, that millage is so big for Lansing on May 3rd, and I hope that passes for them. The better it is all kids in the community, the better it is for everybody. I'm going to be amazed to see how this looks when it's done and what the repercussions are around the area. But congratulations. It's a great day for the area here and for Lansing Catholic, and we'll look forward to seeing it all. And what Ahern has done there is just mind-boggling to me, and he's generated, you know, a lot of this enthusiasm, I think, probably to keep this. I would think winning teams are an easier sell, right?
Well, yeah. And Jim Ahern, you know, we had Phil Booth here as well this morning with our press release, and you think about what Phil did back in the day. He won a football state title with no home field. He won a baseball state title with no baseball field. Now you got Kim Simpson, our track and cross-country coach, right, who won a state title in track without a track. I mean, they literally draw lines in the parking lot of the dirt to practice their handoffs and run a cross-country state title. And now we know what Jim Ahern has done to have success year over year, all without facilities that other schools enjoy. So yeah, we're very excited. We're excited for our students, right? And kind of the catchphrase that I said at the end today is, you know what, our students, time and time and time, give us their best. It's high time we do the same. We need to give them our best.
Before you go, Brock, how many people were on our website looking at Ahern's interview from? We didn't call him for that. We called him on signing day next Wednesday because Catholic's got some kids, and it just kind of got out. How many people, Brock, were on the website?
In 24 hours, it was over 3,000 people that hit on our hit on the interview because we put it up on our website and on our Facebook page. Oh, and it's got to be close to 5,000 now.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. So people are interested. And congratulations, Tom. Stay in touch. Let us know what we can do to help and promote it and all that. And I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Talk to you soon.